Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Review all the evidence in the case. And we looked at the evidence that's available in the investigation is ongoing at this time. I also said that I know it's asking a lot of people to give us time, particularly people who have suffered for decades and centuries of injustice, to be patient. And yet we did get that time. And together, a very strong, experienced team, which included County Attorney Mike Freeman, his team, and my team, we reviewed the evidence together with the BCA, and we have something to announce today. Before I announce it, I want to say thank you for the patience of the people who they've shown me and our entire team in pursuit of justice, and I'm here to make these announcements right now. First, today I filed an amended complaint that charges former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin with murder in the second degree for the death of George Floyd. I believe the evidence available to us now supports the stronger charge of second-degree murder. We've consulted with each other, and we agree. Second, today, arrest warrants were issued for former Minneapolis police officers J.A. King, Thomas Lane, and Tu Tao. Finally, I'd like to announce that today, Hennepin County Attorney Michael Freeman and I filed a complaint that charges police officer King, Lane, and Tao with aiding and abetting murder in the second degree, a felony offense. I strongly believe that these developments are in the interest of justice for Mr. Floyd, his family, our community, and our state. I'm the lead prosecutor in this case. I'll be speaking and addressing the public. This is absolutely a team effort. We are working together on this case with only one goal, justice for George Floyd. I want to thank first Mr. Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman, who has been a true partner in this matter at every step of the way. His experience and insight have been invaluable and will continue to be counted on by the team. I also want to thank County Attorney Freeman's professional staff who have cooperated and worked together with my staff and the investigating officers from the very minute this case started. I also want to thank Superintendent Drew Evans of the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension and his professional staff for the care and speed with which they are conducting this investigation. And I want to thank especially U.S. Attorney Erica McDonald and Special Agent in Charge Rainer Drolskagen, who are conducting a parallel federal color of law investigation. I have heard directly from the leadership of the Department of Justice that there is full support for her leadership in pursuit of her investigation. And as she put it so well, one team, one goal, one mission. I agree 100%. As I said earlier, I think Mr. Floyd's family, I think, and I can speak for Mr. Freeman and I jointly thank them, along with U.S. Attorney McDonald. We thank the community for their patience in allowing us the time and space we need over these days to lay these charges. As it is so hard to do, I now ask for continued patience. This case continues to be under investigation. We will not be able to say very much publicly about the investigation, except that we encourage anyone who believes that they have evidence in this case to come forward and to be cooperative with the investigation. As we develop the case for prosecution, we will not be able to say very much publicly about it, because our job is to seek justice and to obtain a conviction, not to make statements in the press, but to do our talk. So I ask for your patience again while we limit our public comments in pursuit of justice. I also ask for your trust that we are pursuing justice by every legal and ethical means available to us. I also want to add a word of caution. The investigation is ongoing. We are following the path of all of the evidence. Wherever it leads, we are investigating as quickly as we can, because speed is important. We're also investigating as thoroughly as we can, because being complete and thorough is critically important, but it takes time. The reason thoroughness is important is because every single link in the prosecutorial chain must be strong. It needs to be strong because trying this case will not be an easy thing. Winning a conviction will be hard. In fact, County Attorney Freeman is the only prosecutor in the state of Minnesota who has successfully convicted a police officer for murder. And he can tell you that it's hard. I say this not because we doubt our resources or our ability. In fact, we're confident in what we're doing. But history does show that there are clear challenges here, and we are going to be working very hard in relying on each other and our investigative partners and the community to support that endeavor. To the Floyd family, to our beloved community, and to everyone that is watching, I say, George Floyd mattered. He was loved. His family was important. His life had value. And we will seek justice for him and for you, and we will find it. The very fact that we have filed these charges means that we believe in them. But what I do not believe is that one successful prosecution can rectify the hurt and loss that so many people feel. The solution to that pain will be slow and difficult work of constructing justice and fairness in our society. That work is the work of all of us. We don't need to wait for the resolution and investigation of this case to start that work. We need citizens, neighbors, leaders in government and in faith communities, civil and human rights activists to begin rewriting the rules for a just society now. We need new policy and legislation and ways of thinking at the municipal, state, and federal levels. The world of arts and entertainment can use their cultural influence to inspire change that we need. There is a role for all who dream of a justice that we haven't yet experienced. In the final analysis, a protest can shake a tree and can make the fruit ball fall down. But after that fruit is in reach, collecting it and making the jam must follow. The demonstrations and the protests are dramatic and necessary, but building just institutions is more of a slow grind, but equally important. And we have to begin that work as well. We need your energy, and we need everyone's help right now. Thank you very much.
All right, welcome back, and we certainly would love to hear your thoughts on this. 576-7798. The Attorney General of Minnesota, former Congressman Keith Ellison, announcing that he is upgrading the charges against Officer Derek Chauvin to second-degree murder. And he is now charging the other three officers who stood by and did nothing with aiding and abetting murder. So now all four officers involved have been criminally charged. The other thing I learned from this news conference is I pray to God I never have to give a speech next to somebody doing sign language. Because, wow, I didn't pay attention to a word out of his mouth.
My favorite is Mayor Lucas's sign language interpreter.
Oh, my God.
She's my favorite. And, Scott, I reached out to the city, by the way, city of Kansas City, Missouri. I said, we are fascinated by her. We want to talk to her. Can you please, like, let me know? Can we set this up? Never heard back.
Really?
No, they didn't write back.
Oh, man, this lady doing the sign language at this news conference.
I mean, is she, I don't want to say interpretive. Of course, that's what she is. But is she, like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Overly dramatic?
Grandiose?
Yes.
Theatrical?
Very.
Yes. When she is signing, is there flailing?
Yes. Yes. I mean, she stole the show. Like, just now, hang on. And I know this is radio, but Dana can see it because we're on Zoom. Like, just now she went like this. And I was like, what? I mean, just move your hands, kid. I mean, and we don't need the facial expressions.
Don't you remember? I think it was President Barack Obama was giving a speech, and some yahoo that had no training yes. in being an interpreter is yes. standing yes. behind him just nonsensically waving his arms. And finally, someone on Twitter's like, I know American Sign Language, and what he's doing is not that.
That's not it.
And then it was like, who vets these people to stand next to, like, the leader of
President
the free
of
world?
The United States, yeah.
Remember the guy was just flailing around like he was having a seizure? And people were like, I didn't even take sign language, but what he's doing is not signing.
Apparently that's a bigger issue than we think. Like, a lot of people get up
fake,
there. Yeah,
fake
they just,
sign mm-hmm, interpreters?
They're not properly vetted, and they say that they know how to do it, and...
Well, to vet someone as an interpreter, you would have to know sign language.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That Listen. Doesn't go through normal HR channels.
I mean, I can't stop watching this woman. She's crazy. I don't know sign language,
Stand
but this can't
by.
Be it. This cannot be it. This cannot be sign language.
Do you think she's fake?
I don't know. Did you go over to a news channel?
I'm looking. Hang on. We got a new... box and I got 12 remotes here.
You've got to go. I'm on MSNBC right now. Not that it matters. It's on CNN and Fox as well.
Oh, you almost need like a sign language interpreter and then a second person to make sure what they're signing really is.
She looked like she just threw the trash out twice. Angrily.
She's done this.
Did you find it? Yes, that's what she was doing.
What's that dance called the Fresh Prince's brother used to do?
The Carlton?
She doing the Carlton?
Yes.
I mean, her eyebrows are working.
Oh, my God. I mean, that forehead is getting a workout. Let me know when you're on a news channel. You have got... Look at her. She looks mad now. She looks like she's taking a big turd.
I don't need to see it. Your description of it is just fine.
So anyway, back to the serious news.
Yeah, back to the actual news
that
we knew was coming and is appropriate.
Yeah, you know when you're on the toilet and you're really trying to force one out? That's what I just saw on her face. Okay, now to the serious news. The officer, Derek Chauvin, has been charged with second-degree murder. The other three officers who did nothing but stand by and watch as George Floyd was murdered, allegedly, have now been charged with aiding and abetting murder. Good enough?
Oh.
Fair enough?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
What? What?
I see it.
She made it to a news channel.
Oh, you made it to a news channel? She's crazy, man.
She's shoveling. She's shoveling.
I don't think this is sign language.
I... Here's what I think. The sign language interpreter should never take away on that stage from the message at the dais.
Correct.
This woman
is
taking away from the message at the dais.
I'm telling you. I'm serious. When we were coming back, I was paying so little attention to what was coming out of Keith Ellison's mouth. Thank God, for those of you who got to listen to it just on the radio, that I said to Sam right before we came back, I said, hey, did he charge the other three?
Yeah.
Even though I had heard the whole news conference, I did not, I could not stop looking at her. Anyway, all right, let's focus. Let us focus. We'll get back to the real stuff.
I'm glad they have been charged. It should have happened way before today.
Mm-hmm.
Way before today.
Do you think this will calm everybody down or not?
I hope so, Scott. It doesn't change what happened. I don't think it...
No, of course not.
If they had right out of the gate said, they're all fired, they're all charged, maybe...
Telephone number here is 576-7798. That is also the same number for the text line. The charges have been upgraded against the officer who put his knee on George Floyd's neck to second-degree murder. And the other three are now charged with aiding and abetting murder. Is this enough? Will this calm the nerves of a very nervous nation? 576-7798.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself
the creeps.
All
right, Green Day, welcome back. The officer who had his knee on the neck of George Floyd, Derek Chauvin, is now charged with second-degree murder, which, of course, is upped from the third-degree murder charge he faced originally. And the other three officers have now been accused and charged with aiding and abetting murder. Let's go to Amy in Olathe. Good afternoon, Amy, and welcome to Dana and Parks. Hi.
From the third degree murder charge.
And we're going to put her on hold. Amy, you gotta turn your radio down. Yep. Let's go to Don in Kansas City. We'll get back to Amy here in a minute. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well. Thank you.
Hey, Dana, I have a question for you. You said that the charges on the other three officers was way overdue. Number one, do you not believe in due process? And I think they're guilty. I'm not saying Mr. Floyd did nothing wrong and he deserved to die. I believe the officer should be charged. I thought it should have been second degree in the first, but I do believe in due process. It's been 8 days, basically 8 days, to go after these officers. I think that's pretty good time. Now, I have a question, and I'll list it off there, but I have one more question for you guys. So, do you honestly feel these officers are going to get a fair trial? Because they're not. Because they're going to get. Because this country will burn down if they let them loose. If they don't get practically the death penalty, we all know this country is in big trouble.
I'm going to disagree with you there, because look at what happened with the Rodney King verdict. Those officers, that was caught on tape, and they walked.
I don't agree with anything you just said, Don.
Hey, I understand. You know,
yeah, and to be clear, that thought scares me. What would happen or could happen if somehow it goes the wrong way? It scares me to death to think about that. Because, Scott, we always say, well, there's no way. I mean, there's no way. This is tough. Of course they're guilty. We see this in trials all the time. Not going to bring up OJ, but who's the other one? Who killed her daughter, allegedly?
Casey Anthony.
Anthony, with the computer search on the computer. How do I kill my kid and hide it? Acquitted. So I would love to think, and yes, I believe in due process, that this is just easy breezy and it's going to happen and they're going to go away. But we have seen too many other times it not go down that way.
Yeah, I'm not at all convinced that these officers are going to be convicted. Not at all. How many times have we watched a case where you're like, man, this is a slam dunk. These guys are going to prison. And the next thing you know, Rodney King is a classic example, Dana, from 26 years, check that, 28 years ago, believe it or not, where those guys were on videotape beating the crap out of this man.
Yeah.
And they were acquitted. I'm not
It
convinced.
All scares me, Scott. Ahmaud Arbery's murder scares me. Also caught on tape. Deep South, I worry about all of it.
Well, you know, I give no credence to the argument about the Deep South because Boston is the most racist city in America, and that's a fact. So I hate the argument, well, it happened in the Deep South, so they're going to find a sympathetic jury, and they're not going to get convicted.
Well, historically...
Go kill a black man in Boston, you're going to get a more sympathetic audience. I mean, give me a break. And it just, and I know that's hard for people to hear, but it's a fact. The Northeast is the most racist part of this country. And that's a fact. 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III, 576-7798 on KMBZ.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling.
Hey, Scott.
Nope.
I want to address the caller's question before we went to break. He said, do you believe in due process? It's been 8 days. They have now charged the other three officers.
Correct.
The question that I would ask is that take their badge out of it. Okay? If you and I and Sam and a fourth individual were downtown and you pinned someone's neck down with your knee and Sam and I and let's say Rebecca were complicit in that and it was caught on tape. Mm-hmm. Would we have all been afforded 8 days of freedom while everything got sorted out? Or would we have been arrested immediately, maybe given bond, maybe not, probably couldn't have posted the bond, and then charges would come later? So do I believe in due process? Yes, but I believe in a fair playing field for everyone. And if you honestly believe that you would have been treated differently than these three officers were, then that's your opinion. But I don't. I think, Scott, you and I and Sam or anybody else listening, black, white, purple, or green, we would have been arrested right then and there and taken into custody.
If there was video of it, and obviously there was, I probably wouldn't, if I was the instigator and I was the one with the knee on the neck, to use your example, Dana, I don't think I would have gone home that night.
It wouldn't have taken 8 days.
No, I think I probably would have slept in jail.
Yeah.
I don't even think I would be afforded one night to try
And I think that's where more of the anger comes in, that somehow they were treated differently, even though we can all see what has happened.
Somebody brings up an interesting point. And by the way, excuse me, I have a frog in my throat. I beg your pardon. The telephone number here is 576-7798. Interesting text that just came in. My concern is with the possible overcharging to appease the public and what that may mean. they effectively raise the bar for what they have to prove, which opens up a larger possibility of a not guilty verdict, which I don't think anybody truly wants, writes the texter.
Sure.
That is true, texter. But you can always put in, I only know the law here. But you could theoretically, assuming Minnesota is the same as Kansas and Missouri, put in a lesser included charge. So, you know, we've charged him with second degree murder.
Yeah.
That's what we want you to consider. That's what, when you go into the jury room, we want you to debate. But if for whatever reason you can't find him guilty of second degree murder, we are offering a lesser included charge of third degree murder or manslaughter or whatever. But the texter is right. You know, I mean, the higher these charges go, yeah, you're appeasing the public now, but you run the risk if these charges are not convicted upon, you run the risk of creating public uneasiness. I want to be careful with my words.
Yeah, I don't know that that's the word I would use, but I know where you're going.
If, say, for example, you know, you charge him with second-degree murder and he ends up being convicted of first-degree manslaughter, you know, have you just riled up the public again? And that certainly is something they need to take into account. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Telephone number here is 576-7798, 576-7798. By the way, if I can just touch on this for just a moment, if I may, the comments regarding the sign language person at the news conference were meant as jokes. They were not meant to offend. And so if anybody was offended or thought we were making a slight on the deaf community, we certainly were not. It was more on this person's
expressiveness.
Very strong.
Extreme expressiveness. Mm-hmm.
We were not trying to make fun of the deaf community.
I'm telling you, if someone else is listening from Kansas City, Missouri, we want Mayor Lucas's sign language interpreter on our show. I've asked and asked and we've asked the mayor.
Why won't they put her on?
I don't know. There's other stuff going on. I get it. But I think it would be a fascinating interview because I want to know what it takes to be the person standing up there next to the mayor.
Amen.
Or to the president.
Amen. Amen. Now, these charges, Dana's right. These charges are long overdue. And I, too, am all for due process. These people, I don't mean to be dismissive in that way, these officers, former officers, need their day in court. There's no doubt about that. No doubt. But if you think you would have been given 8 days, you're crazy. And you can be as pro-cop as you want. God knows we get accused of it. But if you think you would have gotten 8 days for them to do a, quote, thorough investigation, you are full of crap.
I think most people would be arrested right there. Be honest, Scott. Oh. You'd be there's a dead man.
Yep.
It's caught on tape.
Yep.
In what world are we not all just arrested right there on the spot? And I think if we're going to be honest with ourselves,
yep,
that's probably how it would have gone down had it been somebody else.
And it, you know, it amazes me, as obvious as it was, that these officers, obviously the Derek Chauvin, by the way, did you hear, not only has his wife filed for divorce, she now has petitioned for a name change. I mean, you want to talk about, I can't get far enough away from you.
Yeah.
I don't just want to divorce you. I want to change my last name.
Yeah.
Now, something tells me, and I'm just spitballing here, this is all alleged, something tells me something else was going on in that house. I mean, because if, let's say Chris Katz
was. There are some names, though, Scott, we've talked about this before, that when things go very wrong, and I agree with you, I think there was something going on in that house long before this.
Yeah, had to have.
For him to have done what he did, that, to me, that you're the kind of person that there's a whole lot of other stuff going on. There are certain names that you just can't move forward in life. Mrs. Raider. Yeah. At least John Robinson's last name was Robinson, so you can kind of blend in with the crowd. But if your name's Raider and you live in Wichita, that name's got to go.
Girl, you are crazy. You are crazy. What do you got there, Mr. Stevie?
A couple of calls.
Oh. Like Stevie. If you ever commit a crime, I mean...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we're all related.
You're all going to be related.
Yeah, yeah. I can't hide.
All right, let's send us to the calls, bro.
Let's go to Doug in Blue Springs.
Hey, Doug. Good afternoon, Hi, Doug. Man. Good to hear you.
How you doing?
We're doing well, good. Thanks.
I work in the bail bond industry, and it's the way it works in Missouri, when the thing first happened, they probably had all the officers in the station doing a question and answer, going over, you know, what they had. And they probably did what they call a PFI. They released them on a further investigation. And then at a later date, they gather all the evidence they can. They take it to the prosecutor. Then the prosecutor determines whether he's got enough evidence to charge him or not. So that's why they probably charged the first officer right away, because there was clearly enough evidence to charge him.
But they didn't. But they didn't charge him right away. They charged him.
Well, they had all four of them in questioning right after the incident, and then they probably did what they called the PFI. I'm not sure each state has different laws on how they, you know, operate, but in Missouri, they would have probably released them on what they call per further investigation. And then upon the further investigation, then they would have filed the charges at that time, and then they would have made the announcement and arrested them and booked them and formally charged them. So that's why there was probably a separation between when they charged the first and they charged the other three, because more evidence came out after the fact.
Hmm. Okay.
I can see it taking 24 to 48 hours to gather the surveillance video from the businesses surrounding that showed leading up to and after. I don't see it taking 8 days. That's all. I just don't
know. And I think that's what frustrates people, is the perception is, whether it's true or not, I don't know. But that the perception would be, for many people in this country, police officers are given the benefit of the doubt. And that's not right. That's just not right. 576-7798. If you guys want to weigh in, you're welcome to. 576-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Coming up in just a few minutes, as we close in on the 4 o'clock hour. Man, it is hot and humid outside. Ooh, stepped outside for just a minute. I was like, okay, I'm going back in.
Yeah, it's like 90 degrees out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like actually 90 degrees out.
Yeah.
It's like hot blanket on your face. Let's go to Hakeem in Osawatomie. Hakeem, good afternoon. Welcome, my friend.
What's going on, Parks?
What's up?
I ain't talked to y'all in a long time.
It has been a while.
Yeah, Dana, I love you, Mama.
Sounds I love you back.
That sounds crazy. Well, now for this office, these officers, y'all know my background. They need to be, you know, charged first degree, manslaughter, murder. And on top of that, hate crime. And you're right, Park, because when it comes to an officer dealing with this type of situation, they have privileges. They take their time, look at everything, and then charge.
But if it was like an innocent bystander, like a civilian like us, we do something, boom, they slap us in the head with charges so fast, we'd be like, hold on, wait a minute. We didn't get the chance to say anything. So you're right, Park. When we commit a crime, charge, no problem. They commit a crime, they want to take decades. And then on one thing, on the sign language, I seen it. That's how they sign. And they use expressions and they get their words out with their hands. Because I'm from Newark, and down Newark Penn Station is a bunch of sign, you know, deaf people, I guess you, that sign. And when they argue and they get mad, that's what they do. So you okay, Park? Whoever get mad at you? Whoever get mad at you?
I will promise you this. We are going to make this happen where we get the mayor's sign language interpreter on this program. I'm not going to stop until we get her on.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Priorities.
And I'll tell you this, if Hakeem is right, that when two deaf people get into a fight, it gets like really, you know, expressive. Man, I just want to see two deaf people get into a fight. Verbal fight, really? Not a physical fight.
Come
Scott,
on.
Scott, oh my God.
Come on.
Here's why I don't necessarily believe what he's saying. We have seen the woman who does the mayor's news conferences, and she's so good. And yes, she's expressive, but she isn't like, I mean, that woman was.
Yeah.
You know, and the mayor's woman does not do that. She's getting his message out, but in a way that does not distract from everything going on.
And I know everybody's given me a lot of grief.
Put away.
And I probably deserve some of it. But I was just amazed that Keith Ellison didn't look over at one point and go, do you mind?
I go, simmer down.
Yeah. Why don't we bring that down a notch, okay? Seriously.
I'm trying to have a news conference here.
And you are completely stealing the show.
She did. I'm not saying in a bad way. I couldn't stop
either.
Looking at her.
I don't know why people are getting so mad at me, but good Lord. I mean, she stole the show. So what? And people are saying, well, being, you know, the facial expressions are part of sign language. That's fine. I've seen people do sign, okay? I've never seen anybody do sign like that. I mean, I thought she was standing on a trampoline. News is next on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.